Hello, welcome back. You are listening to Talking Coffee, and this is episode 5. I'm Akanksha, and I came up with a lot of new topics to talk about on this episode number 5, but I thought just most important of the one that I picked up from the list that I made was how to stop caring what others think. You know, it's really interesting. Let's get started. Great spirits have always encountered violent oppositions from mediocre minds, by Albert Einstein. Well, this was the starting quote of my episode number 5, how to stop caring about what other people think. Because I thought, because this is going to be a really interesting topic, like we always do whatever we want to do, but somewhere in the middle, like you got stuck and you're like, man, my parents say that I gotta do this, I gotta have to do that, and I have to do this and that, and you just ignore yourself totally. I'm not saying to go against your parents, because this is not really not good, especially when you're Indian. You really know how it feels like, you know, kind of life and kind of, you know, dialogues, dramatic dialogues you listen from your parents after this. But just forget about it. We're gonna talk about how to stop caring what about you think, and if you really want to do something, just go for it. Just go for it. Like I said in my episode number 1, that listen to everyone, but just do whatever you want to do. You know, like, people will give you advice, people will give you opinions about what you can do in your life, because they think that this, what they were saying, is really good for you, but you know what is best for you. Okay, so just respect all advices and take them, but not accept them. Just show them that you're taking their advice and you respect them. But don't accept those into your subconscious that, no, they're saying that must be right. No, because you want to do something and you're feeling good about it, then just do it. Go for it. Listen to everyone. Do whatever you want to do. It's kind of really, really not that easy. Sometimes it happens with me too. Like, now am I at the point, like, in my life where I just want to do what I want to do. If I feel like I want to do this work, I don't have to ask for anything to someone else. But later in my 15 to 16 year old myself was kind of a person that listened to everyone and ignoring what I wanted to do. So just, I sucked in my 18 year old. I was like, okay, I'm totally fucked up. Now I have to choose something that I can only do. And then I started believing in myself. I started working on myself. At that moment, it was like, holy grail for me. It was like a very amazing, miracle moment. Things become really difficult. You know, if you start doing something, it's not like fairy tale. You're just walking into the grass and then you find a cute home. It's not really that easy. You just have to accept that if you have chosen something that you want to really do, it will come up with a lot of obstacles and a lot of hurdles that you have to face it. Don't just give up. If you're feeling like that you want to do that shit. No matter how much hard, you know, my funda in my life is right now is give attention to tension. Give your attention to tension. I'm going to be uploading my upcoming episodes on Adulting 101 and this description about how to stop caring what other things will in it. So I didn't go further on this on today's episode, but definitely not to worry, I'm just gonna go very deep. I'm gonna dive into this ocean, seriously, in the next episode, because, yeah, your girl voice is not working today. She's sick.